guys, this is Joanne, and I wanted to jump on really quick to let you know a little bit about this podcast. Recently, I had one of the greatest honors of my career when I was asked to be the inaugural guest to kick off a new series with all of the Integrity Partners called Women in Leadership. I was asked to share some of the insights and experiences that have helped me along my journey of this incredible career that I've been able to have. I was interviewed by the amazing and talented Ann Wood, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for Integrity Marketing Group. And we had the greatest time sharing both of our experiences and life lessons that we've learned along the way as business owners, as executives, as young girls just starting out in this career and in this industry to being our favorite role, which is that of mom. So I hope you guys enjoy listening to this as much as we enjoyed recording it. Thank you so much.
Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining Integrity's first Women in Leadership Seminar. In this ongoing series, we'll meet with a wide range of different women who are making a real difference in the industry today. We look forward to hearing their stories and learning more about the impact they're having on the industry and millions of Americans it serves. Today, it's a huge honor to be joined by Joanne Ray, President of Senior Marketing Specialist and Managing Partner with Integrity. Hi, Joanne.
Good morning. So how are you? Very glad to be here.
Thank you. So happy that we got together.
Yes, I'm so very excited.
Me too. Joanne got into the business 31 years ago. Yes. I'm on 20-something, and I keep thinking, okay, 31, I have something, someone to look up to, and began working alongside her friend and mentor, industry legend, Dan McNerney.
Yep.
And Dave McNerney.
Yeah.
Family business.
Absolutely.
Similar. Same
Absolutely.
With me. I had the Thomas family.
That's right.
The McNerney family. Very similar. Okay. So I'm going to tell a little bit about your story.
Sure.
And then we'll get into it.
Absolutely. Okay. So my story is probably not that much different than a lot of people that are listening today, which is that I kind of stumbled into the insurance industry. I always knew that I wanted to be in business, and I always knew I wanted to be in an office setting from the time I was very little. I actually used to follow my mom around. She was a high school business teacher, and when her students were between their junior and senior year in high school, she would place them in different jobs throughout the community. So I got to tag along with her throughout the school year, and after school, she went to all these different businesses and see which job would place best with which student. So I kind of got the bug, if you will, for being in different offices and seeing different styles. And I knew that some of them felt different than the others. I didn't really know why. You know, I didn't know the word culture or vibe or energy or things like that. But you could definitely tell when you walked into certain offices that some just felt differently. So I got the bug, like I said, very early on and knew that I wanted to be in that type of a setting. So after college, I worked at a real estate company through college, and one day a gentleman by the name of Dan McNerney, who I didn't know from anybody, walked into our real estate office, and he and his wife were getting ready to list their house because they were getting ready to move their company to Columbia, Missouri, which literally 2 weeks before that, my husband had just accepted a job in Columbia, so we knew that that's where we wanted to end up. So got Dan lined me up with who to talk to you about getting a job.
Were you his realtor or were you helping him?
No.
You were just helping him as he walked in?
Okay. On the side. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the realtor that he was talking to, she kind of perks up and she went, Joanne, did you hear that? So literally the rest is history. Yeah, that was well over 30 years ago and just couldn't be more proud of what we've accomplished and what we've grown and seeing our company go from literally the ground up to what it is today.
And we want to hear all about that for sure.
Yeah.
I want to hear about how Dan recruited you while you're standing there. Did he say, come to Columbia with us, let's go.
No. So literally it was the realtor that was there because I had already announced that we were wanting to move to Columbia and I figured I'd move there, live there a few weeks and then try to find a job. And so literally Columbia walked in. So to speak. And the rest is history. Yep.
Well, that is. Yep. And I've heard one big thing about the industry icons is that they'll recruit anyone and everyone.
And anywhere.
And so that's a perfect example of,
exactly.
Oh, we met strong talent right away. Okay, let's have her. Let's recruit her right away.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love
so
that.
That's where I got my start. Yeah, that was 30 plus years ago. And at the time, our organization at the time was just a career organization or captive organization based out of Columbia, Missouri. And I had 40 to 50 captive agents working in Missouri and a few other states. And then it wasn't until 1994 that we started the brokerage, which became Senior Marketing Specialist. So my other baby, I say I raised four babies, three kids and one company. So well, it's really definitely my other baby.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how you balance all those babies
Absolutely.
In a minute. Tell us about that fourth baby. How did you guys grow it? What was your role right at the beginning?
Yeah. So in the very beginning, it was Dan and I, literally. Five or six of us that were offered this position of this thing called an FMO. Because up until then, the independent world, so you either had a captive agency or if you were independent, you had to work directly with the company. And the company tried to recruit and support and train and do all of the things that they knew that maybe their expertise wasn't. So they started this FMO.
I heard about these days.
Yes. So.
So six or seven of us flew to Chicago in the spring of 1994 and heard about this thing called an FMO. And he kind of looks at me and I look at him and said, well, I think we can. I don't know. You want to give it a try? And literally went to two or three of the other gentlemen's offices that were there with us. And we kind of just spitballed ideas back and forth. We think this is what it looks like to recruit an agent. We think this is what it should look like to have a CRM. We think this is what it would look like to do advertising. I mean,
And to
support these independent agents. So the blessing that I had starting out was we didn't start from a blank slate because I'd worked in the career organization. So we knew how to treat agents. We knew what agents needed. We knew what the customer needed because we've always done senior market. That's always been our forte. So we didn't know that independent agents or brokers needed to be treated any differently, so we never have.
Always service-oriented because
always
you have those roots.
Always been a service-oriented industry, yeah. So I start off doing everything from, and many people listening today won't even know, but the sticky labels that went on the...
Tell us about that. So I'm going to pretend that I know.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of an email advertising campaign, you know, it was all just in the mail in the very beginning. Buy the coolest, brightest color, like canary yellow. I can still remember that to this day. We always thought was the coolest color to send out because that would get attention in people's mailboxes.
Yeah, that's still the same principle.
Yep. Oh, good.
Yeah, similar principle today.
All
yes.
Way back then. Yeah. So we would literally then take them home, Dan and I, and our kids would literally put the labels on, or my husband and I would literally sit in front of the TV and put sticky labels on yellow canary paper all night. That was our advertising campaign. And so it's basically what Thomas Arts does.
Oh, almost. Just a little bit of sophisticated version, but do something that gets attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we did everything and then just eventually hired one more person and then a couple more and then we were under 10 for many, many years, under 10 people. And, you know, we've just had some of the most phenomenal people come into our company that, again, when we first started, I was just telling somebody the other day that when we first hired people back then, even for the first probably 10 to 15 years, we hired good people to come to work. You may be doing this job, that job. You may be answering the phones. You may be in advertising. Yeah. You may be... you know, cleaning up the parking lot this afternoon.
Yeah.
You may be talking to customers on the phone. And then to see what has progressed now into such, you know, individualized positions. You know, we hired a videographer the other day at our own company. Very specific lane that everybody now has. So there's just so many phenomenal opportunities, but it's been a lot of fun watching it grow.
How did you balance both the independent side and the captive side at the same time? Because the captive side had already been built.
Right. So it was kind of, that's a great question. So it started off that the captive side was the foundation, and then we just kind of kept adding to the brokerage side. So we pooled some of our resources in the very beginning, and then eventually it got to where both companies stood on their own and operate separately.
It's such a great story. It really is from the ground up. Like you said, you had the foundation on the one side.
Literally from the ground up.
But then literally from the ground up.
Yeah.
The fourth baby. I'm going to keep using that line because it's going to work so well. So tell us a little bit about the leaders you have within the organization, how you grew them, and then one part I know you're very passionate about is how you've mentored women in the business.
Yeah.
Because we had the opportunity of doing Medicare Live, which is Integrity's proprietary virtual conference.
Yep.
And you told a story back then about kind of looking out for other women, making sure they have voices.
Yeah.
So I just thought I learned a lot right then.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, our company, we've been very, very lucky to have some of the most phenomenal leadership in our company are women. Of the ones that hold the top leadership position, 10 out of the 16 are women.
Wow.
And yeah, it makes me very proud. It was not set out by design to do that. We've just had so many incredibly, like, ridiculously talented young people come into our industry and or into our company. And, you know, the type of person that's going to excel in our company is that type of person that's always wanting a little bit more. You know, they say if you've got something, you've got a project for somebody, give it to the busiest person, right? Because you know it's going to get done.
Yeah, exactly.
That type of person. We've just been so blessed to have so many young women come into our company that started just like I did. It was a job. Because I need a job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've had some of our leadership now, they started off as interns, you know, where this was a project that they thought they were going to do for a summer. And they're leading teams now in our company and growing and, you know, 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in. And you know, so that to me is one of the proudest accomplishments. Again, not by design, but just simply the amount of talent that we've had come in and those types of people that are solution-oriented people. That's
how did you find them? And how, well, let's say it even differently. How did you help them grow into what they are? You found the right people.
Yeah, you find, right? The right people.
You find the right people. Right. It's like, what makes a successful marriage?
Yes,
you find the right
find
person.
The right person. Yes,
marry them.
Right away.
That's my secret to a successful
right
marriage. Exactly.
Find the right person, marry them, and then you're fine. That's
exactly.
Great. So you found these talents, this young talent.
Yep.
And then how did you mentor them? How did you help them grow or reach their potential?
Yep.
So I think, again, probably the phrase that you were remembering back from last year's Medicare Live is that's how I learned, is sitting outside the door of Dan McNerney and all of the leadership at the time and just listening and watching. And I would watch how he treated visitors that came in the door. I would watch how he treated agents that came in the door. I would watch and listen how he treated somebody on the phone. And you just eventually over time, you start emulating those behaviors. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that in some small way, I've been able to now do that too. And the leaders that are coming, you know, after me now can hopefully say that learn by watching. It's parenting, you know, it's literally there are so many similarities, management, leadership, parenting, it all, you know, there's lots of books and lots of lessons you can teach and say, but it's the doing. Mm-hmm. So you hope that just simply by being in the right place, by having the right people listening, then they've got to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to bring their expertise, their drive, their commitment, their passion. I can't give that to somebody,
right.
But hopefully what we've been able to accomplish is just simply putting them in those positions and taking them, you know, I'd love to take them everywhere we go to conferences and all the different things that we get to experience. You know, I try to always make sure that you're bringing somebody along with them too, just to, again, to feel that experience and to watch people in their element.
And then they pick up on it and it becomes their behaviors.
Yeah. And it's so funny now that these young leaders, these kids that I found are now leading others, and they're the leaders who are grooming their leaders. So it's,
you're probably so proud.
It is.
You're like, look,
literally is.
Lead by example. That's another way to say that.
Exactly.
The example that they then want to learn to be.
Yep. And so they're taking, again, you know, the core, the basics of foundation of our company is the same as it is with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But then what they're teaching then are the, you know, our industry, our world, our business is changing and evolving all the time. So I can't take the yellow canary paper and walk into the advertising department now at my company try to impress them.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be like, oh, it's like a throwback.
Yeah, but the messaging behind that, the why behind that, it hasn't changed.
That's right.
You know, we've got a service and we've got a product and we've got a team of people that you need to know. If you're in this market, you need to know this team. So the messaging hasn't really changed.
That's true.
How we deliver it, again, I couldn't walk into any of our marketing departments and even try to begin.
But that's what you brought them on for.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
Exactly.
And now they have that specialist, and then they can then lead
Absolutely.
By example as well.
And many of them are even joking now and laughing that even the young ones that they're now bringing in
are the ones that
are learning even new skills that even they don't. So it's a cyclical, you know, cycle that is just makes me super proud. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So here's another question. This one's a tricky one.
Okay.
So the insurance industry historically has been known for more male dominated. I think that's changing. We can see that it's changing.
Yep.
If your leadership's changing and Integrity's leadership's changing, what do you think women today could do to see the opportunity in the industry? They can obviously see the opportunity within your particular company, mm-hmm. but as Integrity as a whole or the industry as a whole, what can women see that they can add? Because I've watched saying, of course they want to, of course, come join this.
Yeah.
This is revolutionary industry.
Right.
It's all about serving.
Right.
It's all about helping Americans get the best coverage for them. And even if the past was the past, which who knows why it was that way, it's we're now.
Right.
We're 2021. Let's embrace it.
Yeah.
Let's
go. I think there's tons of reasons why I think this industry is so impactful for women and is such a good choice for women in our industry. One is that impact that we're, mm-hmm. that, you know, as women, we want to make sure that our job that we're doing is meaningful.
That's right.
Whether that's the job of parenting, the job of doing this mm-hmm. Excel spreadsheet, mm-hmm. or the job of creating a new message to send out, whatever your job is, I think that's just part of who we are innately, that we want to make sure that it's mattering. Mm-hmm. So there's no industry in the world that
applies
what
more.
We do matters more,
exactly.
You know, and it doesn't matter what position you have, whether you are doing Excel spreadsheets or you are talking to agents directly or you're behind the scenes working on paperwork. It really doesn't matter because you know that that end result, that end consumer is our client and how,
you know, powerful that is.
Impactful.
Right.
Definitely we are changing the industry there. And I think so many of our, we talked about so many people in our company and our leadership are women, but also our agents.
Yes.
We have so many of our top agents are female. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, from that side of the business,
yes.
I mean, this industry is a home run. The flexibility as an agent that you have.
The opportunity
that you have to make your own income, mm-hmm. the impact, again, you're sitting directly in front of, you're seeing the impact, you know, you're seeing that customer that you're helping.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why we have so many successful women coming into this industry. And we have generations. We're getting ready to go to a conference next week of some of our top agents, and many of the women around the table are bringing their daughters into the industry.
And they're now picking up on it. Yes.
So it's, you know, mothers and sons, fathers and daughters, you know, it's like you said, it's a family industry.
Family industry.
Any way you want to look at our industry.
Family proper or family company-wise.
Exactly.
Or family supporting agents.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel that way as well.
It takes a village, right?
That's right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I do think that this is an empowering time. I think this is time
yep.
where, like you said, opportunity, flexibility, mm-hmm. impact,
yep.
all of those things, what
yep.
could male or female want, either.
Right. And absolutely, and what a year that we just came off of that proves what a phenomenal industry we are in and what a safe industry we're in.
So true. We were able to serve more last year than ever because more people needed it, and we were right there to serve them.
And companies, you know, we all knew them, all in our family or mm-hmm. neighborhood or communities, you know, businesses were having to basically shut down or close. The world came to a stop and our industry, our company.
Did better than ever. Because we served so many more people.
Right.
I loved that because we were deemed an essential business.
Right. Yeah.
And I felt really proud
right.
to say
we
worked for an essential
yeah.
industry because it mattered for who we were serving.
Right.
You can't continue in life without what we provide.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
I love
really
that.
We made a really big deal about that.
I really feel like that
too.
Was a great way to
yep.
support others at this time, especially
yep.
during a very stressful year.
Yep.
There was quite a bit.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Joanne, I have a tough one for you. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. This one is, what characteristics do you feel like you've possessed to be successful? Now, I know you. You're so humble you don't want to talk about yourself, but we're here to talk about you.
Okay.
So I want to know what has helped you be successful so that other people can learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did ask you to ask me that ahead of time so they could be prepared because that's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
To really sit down and kind of think about your life, your success, your path, your journey, and what are the things that stand out. But I did come up with four.
Okay.
So kind of the four pillars. And again, this is for me, my journey, that I feel like I have used these four different things to get to the level of success in whatever area of life. And the first pillar is joy. I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. And I know I'm lucky, but I also feel like there are people that say I could never love my job because I'm blank.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, right? There's no job that's like life altering all day, every day. I'm sure there are days that you don't jump out of bed and can't wait to get to work. There are for me, there's days, there's things within my job that I don't love,
mm-hmm.
but I love what I get to do. And I think that if people have that, that's wonderful and it's a gift and I realize that. So I actually listened to a podcast not too long ago that, so these aren't my exact quotes, but if you can't love what you do, love who you do it with. So if there's coworkers that you enjoy and you look forward to seeing the next day, that's awesome.
That's a big one.
That's because that not everybody has that.
That's
so
right.
Love the fact that you get to have that coworker that you have those shared experiences with. Find somebody else within the company that you might have shared experiences with. We do a lot of things within our company that outside of work, outside of the job, that you could maybe find other interests that you might have similar. We use a program called Motivosity. When somebody new comes on, they have to fill out kind of a profile. And part of it is, what do you like to do in your spare time? And literally there's things that you can fill in the blank, but there's like all these different, you know, reading, hiking, whatever. And then you're put into a group over here. So if you put that you like to hike and Joanne likes to hike, you now are linked up over here. So now you can talk.
Oh, I love it.
So it's just, again, it's just another way of, you may not have known that in just your normal course of day, because you may work in this department and I work in this department, and we may have never known that about each other. So little things like that we try to do to make sure that people can find their person, right?
And find connectivity.
You want to find connectivity outside of just the job itself. If you're lucky, if you know the person on either side of you is your best friend, that's awesome. But if you don't get that, you know, there are ways that you can find that person. And then if you don't have either of those, the love why you do it. And again, as we just talked about, this platform, this company, Integrity, being now part of it, everybody as a different business unit, you should be so proud of the why.
Of what we're doing.
Of why it is that we're doing what we're doing. And it doesn't matter what your job is. That ultimate client, that ultimate impact, like we talked about, is that consumer, is that 65-year-old client that is going to have, what does Brian say, on the worst day of their life, you're going to know that you gave them comfort, that they made the right decision through our advisors. And so it doesn't matter what your job is, you're a part of that. So,
and that's a bigger why. That's a really big why.
It's a
good one.
It's a big impact, absolutely. So the joy in either what you do, who you do it with, or the why, I think is number one in my life anyway. Number two is mentorships. I think, again, we could have a whole conference about mentorships and mentoring. And but for me, I think I used to always say that I've been lucky enough to have a seat at the right table. I've been lucky enough to have a seat at the table with a lot of leadership and phenomenal people in my career. But I changed that when you asked me this question, and I had to think about it. I'm going to change it to I've put myself
at the right table.
Very good. Right? So not in a pushy, not in aggressive, not inviting yourself to places you weren't invited. But find that person in your company, in the industry, in your community, whatever, that you want to emulate. Or whose job you want someday, and invite them to lunch. Sit next to them at some company function. Find out what their likes are. Find out if there is some sort of shared interest that you might have, and then talk to them about that. Find a way
to get yourself
to that table. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I've always just tried to put myself where leaders are. So where the leaders are going, I want to go.
And look at them, not necessarily insert yourself in a way that's unauthentic,
nope.
but more just connect yourself in that way, link up with them.
Absolutely. So, you know, whether it's an outside work feature or activity.
Or a staff meeting.
Yeah. So just sitting next to your buddy every time, maybe sit next to the person that you've just admired from afar or want to emulate, or like I said, want their job someday. You want to learn from them. You want to learn what are their characteristics? What are, you know, because you're going to give that project, that next assignment or that next promotion to somebody that's out there doing things and being a part of all the different functionalities
and
of
you're,
the company.
If you're at the table or in the conversation, they'll be thinking of you as potentially a future leader or someone that maybe could work on a project with them.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's a great one.
And number three is drive. You know, it's the rolling your sleeves up. It's getting the work done.
Yes.
It's putting in the hours. It's researching. You know, I think there's so many people that look at, without a goal, hard work is just hard work. If you have a goal and a drive to get there, the hard work is just your ticket.
That's just the way.
Yeah, that's the way. That's your ticket in, right? To get to your goal. But, you know, I've watched so many people that didn't have the right goal or didn't have a goal. And hard work was just hard work then.
Right, because they're just working hard.
They're just working.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to be doing that, right?
Right.
And so, but if you have that goal in mind and you have that vision, you know where it is that you think you want to end up, hard work's got to get you there. Nobody's going to take you, but it's a lot less painful
than working hard for
just to be working hard. Exactly. So,
yeah. Okay, so that's the third one. We could do a whole show just on each of these.
I know, right?
Yeah. The first one, joy. Goodness.
Okay. Yeah. On drive, too, I was talking to a friend the other day that their daughter was getting back into basketball. Mm-hmm. She's fifth or sixth grade. Hadn't played basketball since, like, peewee hoops, you know. And so they kind of questioned the motive, and they weren't sure that she was really committed and, you know, to the practice and to really wanting to put in the work, to put in the effort. I'm going to have to drive you there. But, you know, you know, as parents, you want to make sure they're committed.
Doing their part. Yeah.
And you'd already, and maybe you weren't before. So they were questioning her motives. And the dad said, it wasn't until I went into her room, and she's in sixth grade, and I saw her watching YouTube videos of UConn women's basketball practice that I knew. He's like, she gets it. Mm-hmm. She gets it. That's drive. Mm-hmm. That's, she now wants to do the work to get to where she wants to go instead of watching, you know, cat videos or whatever preteens are watching on YouTube.
Taylor Swift music.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Either of them.
Either are fine.
Not very good goals.
Either of those are fine, but he knew that, okay, she does get this now.
And
you know, you're putting in the work.
This, yes.
Right. You're putting
it's
in the work.
Going above and beyond.
Exactly.
That proactivity.
Well, when it can't leave your mind, mm-hmm. you know, if you're thinking about something and you want something so badly, it's hard to get that out of your head. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden everything you're doing, so you're watching, if you want to be a great basketball player, you go to watch UConn women's basketball mm-hmm. YouTube videos about their practice.
And then learn their skills.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that one. Drive is a good one.
Yep. And again, I think, you know, learning your craft, I think, again, it's such a marvelous gift that we have with the Integrity platform of all of us as business partners. You know, shame on us if we're not learning from each other.
I love that part about Integrity. It's expansive.
Right.
It's all encompassing. Whatever we want to learn, there's a partner who knows how to do that. If it's a different product, if it's a sales tactic, if it's a way to be creative during a pandemic.
Exactly.
That was amazing.
Yeah, look at what all was shared.
Everything that was
during
the
those best practices,
months.
Yes, of trying to get better.
Right.
And now it's change behavior, but it's all about, there's all this opportunity.
Yep.
It's ours to take it.
Yep.
We can get our seat at the table.
Right. And you watch other people. I watch you. You know, you're mm-hmm. such a phenomenal leader in everything that you do. And people watching you, I want to work harder.
Yeah, same.
I want to be better.
Same.
So,
I was
I'm
so glad to be
you.
Here today. Same thing. I thought if we can serve them, if we can help, if we could do those bright yellow direct mail pieces together, we can help serve more people.
Yeah.
We
if
can
you
help
need
help
more.
Oh, thank you. I know now. I know who to come to. I knew to come to you for so many other things. I didn't know
exactly.
to be able to.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's such. Oh, I love and I love that about Integrity. All right, Joanne, you've given us three, all of which could have their own show because they're so great. And you even
have
a fourth.
That's our next series.
Yes, that's our next series. Okay. Don't come up with any new ideas.
Okay, sorry.
That's what happens on Inspire all the time. All these new ideas, and then we launch these Integrity's Got Talent programs that are just amazing, by the way. Very talented. Okay, so what is our fourth? What's your fourth?
So the fourth probably should be the first because it's always, I think, the most important in my book, and that is attitude. I think if you look at the other three, the joy, the mentorship, the drive, attitude, if it's not there, we're still missing something. I look at people who have tremendous skill and all these, you know, wonderful assets that they have and abilities that they have, and I'm very jealous, but I think without the right attitude, 9 times out of 10, those skill sets are going to go unnoticed. Mm-hmm. In our company, and again, I think, again, if this is an advice platform, if you will.
Yes.
What I look for is for somebody that comes with that right attitude. They're looking for solutions instead of counting problems, right? Because we're in the people business, we're in the relationship business, we're in the service industry. So every day when we get to our workstation, something's going to go wrong.
Yeah, we just know that, right?
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day. Can only imagine the curveballs that you get thrown on a daily basis, hourly basis.
Yes.
That has to be okay. The attitude going into a day of thinking that the way that you think in your mind, your expectation of how that day is going to go, and if it doesn't, your attitude on how you respond to that
is king.
It makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference. So understanding that that's okay, give yourself the grace to know that it's not going to go. I'm going to have plans. We're going to have lists. I'm going to have spreadsheets. We got to-do lists everywhere, but the understanding that when something doesn't go according to plan, that's okay. And we're going to pivot and we're going to find solutions and we're going to not look at this
as the negative side.
As the negative, as the problem. I want people bringing me solutions all the time. Those types of people are the people that are going to continue to advance in our company because they're always looking for that.
And don't you think that that attracts others that way?
Oh, absolutely.
Those that are already the problem solvers are
absolutely
the ones that are looking for, okay, this might not be exactly what I had planned, but
right,
I'm going
right
to do X, Y, and Z. It seems like those people find each other.
Yeah.
Which is probably why you have a killer leadership team.
I hope so. And yes, I think, you know, nothing spreads faster than negativity. Mm-hmm. And being down about something. So you've got to work extra hard at the positive side, extra hard at the attitude side, extra hard at the solution side. So it doesn't come easy. It doesn't, mm-hmm, I don't know that it comes natural to anybody. But I think that's a skill set that you've got to really, really, really make sure that you're watching and making sure that those solution finders, that's kind of what I...
And I feel like integrity's full of those.
Right? Yeah.
And think of all the different jobs and all the different functions,
yeah,
new contact centers, new telebrokerages,
yeah,
new all these different ways of finding solutions.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And just simply us, each of us coming on board,
yes,
with integrity.
Yes.
How many things went awry?
Sure.
That we thought was going to be this day, now it's this day, or we thought it was going to be
that. And the positive energy
team, yes,
towards that.
You know what? It's okay.
And we're all in it together.
And we're all in
and
it together.
And so that attitude of,
yep,
where we have each other's back, we're,
yep,
going for it,
yep,
right from when we met.
Yep.
That's how I feel.
Yep.
Right,
absolutely,
from we met, right from when we did your employee meeting to welcome everyone into the,
yeah,
Integrity family, it was like, all right, let's lock arms, let's go.
Just get this done.
Let's go.
Yeah. The people that, again, that I find myself giving more and more projects to and giving more and more assignments and more leadership are those people that are constantly, like I said earlier, they're the busiest people in the company.
Because they're the ones that are going to figure it out.
They're going to figure it out.
And have that positive attitude.
Yep.
That, like you said, underlie,
yep,
the other concepts.
Yep. And probably there's probably thousands of things that they saw that they don't even know about.
Sure.
But it just gets handled. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the, again, to me, you put all those four together, and I think that's a pretty good recipe for success.
I think that, yeah, is for sure. So we have these things called quotables,
yep,
in the marketing team,
yep,
where we pull quotes out and,
yep,
then we share them with the world.
Yep.
I think you've given
us
like 10 already, just in terms of joy, attitude,
yeah,
mentorship, drive,
yep,
the combination of those.
Yep.
It's a great,
yep, I think
pillars
so
for success.
Yep, I hope so.
I love it. Okay, so I've got another one.
All right, I'm ready.
How did you raise the four babies? How did you help the company,
yeah,
grow?
Yeah.
Which really is, and we call it a baby because it is so passionate.
Right.
We do this every day.
Yep.
I feel very strongly about my role historically and now,
yep,
that I would say it is at the forefront of,
yep,
my family.
Yep.
And then babies. How'd you do that?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there is no secret. I have a couple of things that I think I'd like to share. I have the distinct advantage of a little bit of perspective where I'm sitting now.
Thank you, yes.
Running little tiny people around and picking them up at certain places at certain times is,
yes,
behind me now.
And you've done it.
But I've done it.
And you know what it's
every
like.
Single one.
Yes.
You know, helping somebody with homework while worrying about a presentation I had to give tomorrow. Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Could literally write a book. So I have the distinct privilege of again, hindsight and of time being a little bit of a separation, but there is not a day goes by that I could not feel that same exact feeling in my stomach right now of you're not enough. You're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be there,
yeah,
but I'm supposed to be there,
mm-hmm,
but they need me here.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel it in this pit of my stomach every single day, remembering what that feeling is like when they're little, especially.
Yes.
My kids are, you know, our youngest is 22 now, so they still need me, but
you've been through
it's,
it,
a,
yeah,
different, it's a different need,
need,
but I've been, sure, there and nothing can, I don't think there are words that anybody could give as advice, even where we're both at,
mm-hmm,
in our careers,
mm-hmm,
and you raising your phenomenal family and me raising my family. We can give advice. I think my best advice is give yourself grace, right? Give yourself,
yeah,
the freedom to know,
yes,
you're doing amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Raising kids is hard.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. Building a career, running a company is hard.
It's also hard.
Yes.
Trying to balance the two, that word gets thrown around so much.
Yes.
You've been asked that probably a gazillion times.
How do you do it all? I'm like, oh, no. We don't do it all.
I don't do it all.
We don't do it all.
Yeah.
We do the parts that matter most.
Exactly.
That's the part we do.
Exactly. A friend of mine just told me the other day, this is a great quote. This will be a good one. We're always talking about all the balls in the air that we're trying to juggle.
Yes.
You remember, as a parent, some of them are rubber, some of them are glass.
Uh-huh.
So the ones that are glass, you can't
drop. You can't drop.
Yeah.
that's your kid. Mm-hmm. That's your baby.
That's
the being there for the time that they need it. The,
you know, bouncing one will bounce back up.
Some of them bounce right back up. So I thought that was a good analogy.
That is a good analogy.
That's not my words. I stole that from her. But
that's a good one.
But my daughter is an early education major, and she runs a preschool now, and she talks a lot about drop-offs. She talks a lot about
pickups.
Yes, the energy that comes out of that car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a proven fact. We've all been there, so I'm not pointing any fingers.
That's
all had those mornings. But the kids feel that. The kids respond pretty quickly. They're very resilient.
Yes.
But she feels sometimes the energy coming out of that car.
Yes.
And so I think, again, if I have advice, it is two things. One, find your village. The only way you have it all, or try to have it all, or have pieces of it all, is you can't do it alone.
Find your village.
Find your village. I have the world's best husband, and we could not do it alone.
I say that.
We still need a third hand, a fourth hand,
right.
a fifth hand.
That's
so.
Right.
My mom and dad, when the kids were little, my next door neighbor.
Best friend neighbor.
Best friends.
Yes, all of that.
And then you're there for them when
friends.
They need it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the 16-year-old that lived next door, you know, hey, I'm going to be a little late. Can you pop on
That's
over?
Right.
You just do that. And then you make sure that you're that friend to them as well.
And I love meeting those other community members.
Yep.
They're the ones that when you show up 5 minutes late, they're covering for you.
And it's okay.
They're like, oh, yeah. She was,
okay.
And it's okay. We've got each other's back.
Yeah. That's the other, speaking of it's okay, that was the other piece of advice from my daughter, too. I actually called her last night and said, I have a presentation to give about how wonderful of a parent I am.
Yes, how you balanced it all.
Do you have any input?
What did she say?
She had some input.
She had wonderful input to say.
She did.
Yeah. No, we joked a while. But one of the things, again, just knowing her profession of dealing with the kids side of it and seeing the education side of it, she said, Mom, the one thing you have to always make sure that parents understand, if you go to work, go to work. Love it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to love your job.
And be where you are.
Be where you are.
Because that is, I had that advice before.
It's okay to say to your kid, I had a great day today at work. How was your day? I missed you.
I missed you.
But I had a great day. Did you have a great day?
Yeah.
What was the best part of your day? Because there's so many times, and we're all probably guilty of it, I know I am, that work was like bad or work is the thing that's taking me away from being able to do this. And sometimes that's reality.
It's real life.
But to not always make sure that work is considered this bad, evil thing to your kids, especially when they're little.
Because
Mommy can't be there because I've got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn on some different rephrasing of that.
On how to say that, because we're empowering them to be the next generation.
Exactly.
And so they can see.
We want them to be excited
you went
about
with
going
your
to
mom
yeah.
to all the different classes
yeah,
that
true.
She
I
had, right?
Yeah.
And you saw that as exciting and empowering and saw all these different businesses. I think the same. I always go home and talk, or I try to talk about all the cool things I got to do that day. Can you believe I got to meet amazing woman for lunch on a Friday that we got to be together?
Yeah.
Those types of things to say, to empower them, to show them what we can do.
Yeah. And as kids get older, especially, they don't really care what we do. They don't really care about our day. I have learned that.
Yes.
But the fact that we had fun and that we love the positive see it all comes through. And the full circle moment, the real ribbon is back to that joy. Back to loving what you do.
Yes.
And if your kids see that and you're excited to get home to see them and hear about their day, but you're also excited to that you get to do these opportunities, that you get to have an impact, tell them about, you know, what we do and whatever age they are that's appropriate.
Right.
Like I said, most of the day-to-day stuff, they don't care. But just simply that you love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing good things out there. You're doing great things in the world. And
that are helping other people, and we're all in it together.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we have an incredible CEO at Integrity who said, when you're at home having dinner with your family, don't answer your phone.
Be at home.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't. Like I especially in the world we're in, right?
Yeah.
I thought, oh my gosh, we have to be always available. And he said, but they'll remember that time.
Yeah.
They'll remember the fact that you were always on your phone.
Yeah.
Or they can remember the fact that you looked them in the eyes.
Yeah.
And you talked about what a great day it was.
Yeah.
Or a hard day
for
them on the playground that day, or whatever it is.
Yep. We've got a lot of our young leaders are now young moms and dads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to watch what they are doing because they're overloading themselves and they're trying to be all, you know, when I had young kids, I didn't have 15 different pieces of technology to check in on.
Or sports.
If you wanted me, you called me on a phone, right?
Yeah.
That was hooked to my kitchen.
Yes.
Not quite. I did have cell phones.
No,
I did have cell phones. But you know, now we're all tied to so many different, between email and Glip and texting and social media, and we're all watching. Yeah, we're all watching. Social media isn't social anymore. It's all about work. It's all about business, and you got to be there. But so I try to watch to make sure that they know, as their leader, I'm not expecting a 5-minute answer or an answer within 5 minutes at 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try not to ever even text you that late.
And if I need you.
But if I need you.
Then you'll know.
Right.
And they'll know.
But please, you know, give yourself that time, because I've got a little 2.5-year-old granddaughter. And sometimes I'll watch her in the afternoons. And one day it was just like, I'm seeing it over there. Oh, and I've got my 2.5-year-old, and so I'm trying to practice what I'm preaching, and I'm doing a terrible job. And I was like, well, hang on just a second. Grandma's just going to check this email really quick. Mm-hmm. So I did, and I put it away, and then it dang again. She says, you got another email, Grandma? I was like, okay, nah, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My 2-year-old knows what email is. Never mind. I'm putting the phone away.
That's right, she's already picking up on it. It's about putting first things first.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
love that. And we all do have a lot to do with our careers and what we need to do. There is that balance between, and that word balance is tricky, but I think if we use maybe some of your advice would help us. Those two pieces will really help us.
Well, we've talked a lot about, you know, the beauty of technology is we can do our job from anywhere.
Which is so empowering.
The disadvantage of technology is we can do our business from anywhere.
We just have to learn those skills.
Right.
And we're in the technology business. Yep. Integrity's in the technology business. And that's been a lot of our background. And if we can use it for the positive, which means we can answer faster, which means we have more time.
Right.
We just have to prioritize. We just have to really be very disciplined.
And you said it. Wherever you are, be there.
You
know, be present. And
that came from Brian. I am not good at that. But our CEO said, this we need
learning.
To do better.
Yes, we all will do better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you. That was
you're welcome.
So
thank
helpful.
You. This is great.
I know. I think we might have some questions from the audience.
Okay.
We'll see.
Sure.
This is a Friday afternoon. Let's see if any women have any questions.
Okay.
So let me ask really quickly.
Sure. Absolutely. Be happy to.
All right, Joanne, we have two questions from our audience.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's hear. Yep.
First one is, we're all coworkers, men and women together. What advice, or just let's talk about men and women working together, how we can all support each other, because this is a Women in Leadership seminar series, but for all.
Right.
All of us to learn from one another.
Right.
And then support systems at home.
Yeah.
So whether we have co-working parents, whether there are no children in the home, whether there's wonderful spouses that are at home.
Yeah.
How do we support each other?
So how long do we have? That's a loaded question.
Know,
yeah, that's a loaded question. So again, I'll use it from my perspective, which is what I think you're asking.
Yes.
So from my journey, I've been very, 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 very lucky. Again, following my mom, who always got up and went to work. She was a school teacher, but even in the summers, I don't know if you know this, but teachers work hard in the summer.
Yes.
So you know, so watching my mom and dad have that balance of, even back then when I was growing up, they didn't have assigned, like, you mow the yard, you cook the dinner. It was who got home first started dinner. It was when the yard need mowed,
someone did
you've
it.
Got time, why don't you go mow the yard? So I didn't know that that wasn't supposed to be that way. So I just grew up watching both parents work. Both parents, again, to my earlier comment, loving what they do.
Yeah.
So that helped.
Yes.
So there wasn't that tension of you've got to go to work or you have to go do this thing that you don't want
to
do.
You get to.
Right. Yeah. So I kind of always just, that was just kind of morphed in me. So again, fast forward, found the husband who also grew up the same way. And you know, those roles were not necessarily set as far as at home. He worked retail his entire 30-year career. Mm-hmm. So retail is ridiculous hours. But the nice of that was, is I've always been 8 to 5. He's yin yang, you know, all over the place. So we could kind of, we traded off. We were like high five in the hallway.
Yeah.
We'd always talk like,
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I've done that.
Yeah. So we had opposite hours a lot, which, you know, again, maybe isn't ideal, but yet for the, always thinking about somebody there for the kids or somebody's going to go to that event. We never, ever, ever wanted to have somebody not at an event or somebody not at pickup or somebody not at home when they're sick or somebody not when they, you know, home when
needed
they get there.
Support.
It's not always going to be mom. It's not always going to be dad. But that partnership, someone's if you have there. That at home, you are blessed beyond means. I know not everybody has that. So that goes back to that village, finding mm-hmm. that village of somebody who is that support person for you. Mm-hmm. Men and women supporting each other at work. Again, been just extremely blessed to follow a group of men that didn't ever put me in a box of, you know, this is your responsibility, but we're going to go do this. Understood. You know, probably early on in my career. I mean, I was 23 when I started there, so yeah. Couldn't spell insurance. So I'm sure that was not a natural, but again, kind of goes back to putting yourself in the position to be at those, that table, to be in certain situations to where you do command the same amount of respect without demanding the same amount of respect. And I think that's a big... That's a big difference in those two words. Mm-hmm. You know, you earn your way up. You That's earn right. respect. Man, woman, does not matter. But I think that, you know, finding your way in your company, finding your way, balancing parenthood and yes. and career life, there isn't a book that you could read that everybody reads and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You do this and then you do that. Yeah.
No.
You got to kind of write your own book. These are things that we've gone through, and these are the paths that I've been lucky enough to go down. But again, I think everybody can.
That's right.
Because we have the same platform, basically, now. We're a part of a bigger sphere of events like this that we're putting women mm-hmm. in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. We're putting women showcased in events in leadership, not just in a typical mm-hmm. maybe other position that they might think of as, mm-hmm. You know, a female leadership.
Stereotypical in that way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Stereotypes, those got to go out the window. Yes. Just throw them all out the window. Men and women, mm-hmm. stereotypes got to go out the window. And I think that's a big part of what Integrity has done so well.
I do too.
Bringing
oh my
just
goodness.
In the Integrity company that I've got to meet.
Completely.
Somebody new, some yes. phenomenal woman is being introduced at high level leadership almost all the time. With each new partner coming on, there's so many phenomenal women that have yes. helped build those companies
yes.
side by side or alone, you know, as the female FMO. So I just don't think there's enough we can do to continue to showcase that and show these young leaders that, you know, look at Ann Wood.
Well,
yeah,
look at Ray.
You know. I now know you call yourself Ray. So look at Ray.
Little secret. But, you know, just to continue to show the phenomenal that there is no end in sight. There is no glass ceiling. There
right.
is no...
not here.
Not
There's
here.
Not here.
Not
That's
not
right.
an
opportunity for all.
Absolutely.
And be that one that drives and takes it.
Absolutely.
Find a seat yep. at the table. The other analogy we sometimes use is the campfire effect.
Yeah.
So find a seat at that campfire.
Yeah. Who you want
I
to be
love that.
Next
Who
to
you want
to
be at the campfire.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like us.
Absolutely.
I want to be sitting next, to,
next
you.
To you.
Same. We'll pick each other. Okay, so one more hard question.
Okay.
I'm right. ready.
What would you tell your 25-year-old self now?
Whew. Well, do the math. That was about when I started here. I was 23. When I first started at this company and, you know, 25-ish probably when we started thinking about this thing called an FMO, and I would go back and tell her that it is going to be the most phenomenal ride you can ever imagine, that things will work out beyond your wildest dreams. Being here, being in a setting like this,
right,
to tell my 25-year-old self that, are you kidding me?
Yes.
I mean,
you're the first guest on the seminar series because of who you are.
Yeah, I mean,
tell your 25-year-old self that.
Yeah. That's gonna go too emotional if you go too far there, because that's. I've always had dreams. I've always had vision. I've always had goals. I've always had lists and to-do lists and to-be lists. But this is even beyond that. So I'm super proud to be here.
That's so great that it'll all work out to have perspective.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a wild
You're going to
ride.
Meet some amazing people all along the
Yes.
Way.
A phenomenal ride.
Yes. Absolutely.
I love that. That goes to your attitude.
There you go.
That's what you've always
there you
said.
Go. See, a nice
it's
big
infectious.
Bow.
Yes. A beautiful bow. I love that. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of something new.
Yeah. Let's do it.
This is
a lot. I can't wait to see all the others that you're going to get to talk to.
Do you want
to
be the next host?
Do you want to do the interview?
Oh, you're much better at that.
We like having all these ideas that come up naturally on these shows. But we created this because it is such a great topic for all of us to discuss.
Right.
And all of us can join. It's real life. Women in leadership is something Integrity is very passionate about. Like you said, women leaders throughout the organization. Mm-hmm. And we want to continue to showcase. We want to showcase those stories so that leaders that are coming into the industry or those that have been here for a long time can say, I want more, or I want this, because that's the drive they have.
I love it. I can't wait to be a part of it and watch what happens.
Same, same, same. Thank
thanks,
you.
Ann.
Thanks for being our first guest.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne Ray.
Thanks.
So big thanks to all of you who joined today's session. We're so grateful that we had Joanne Ray as our first guest. We look forward to all of these sessions coming in the future. We love hearing from each of you. Thank you for submitting questions. Thank you for being great examples to each of us in this industry. And thanks for building up one another. So we will close today's session and be back in, I don't know, a couple weeks, a couple months. Who knows how often we'll be able to get together. But thank you for joining us today for the first inaugural Integrity's Women in Leadership Summit. Thanks so much.